Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Hello and welcome. This is Radio X with Radiator X, our special international format. Today proudly presenting The Journey of an Earthworm, Die Reise des Regenwurms by Gabi Schaffner. The earthworm travels on radio frequencies, earthy hacks and conglomerates of audio matter. He, she passes through mosquito clouds. Yes, this earthworm can fly. Birdsong, thunderstorms, attends a Finnish summer theater show, listens to a boy and his mother singing, visits the acoustic remnants of a German garden show, finds happiness in the ringing of porcelain bells, and finally merges into silence and is gone.
It's not your person, it's not your ego, it's the real self, but it's the other one. Just say that after childhood I needed some rest, but finally now the earthworm eats my past. And then there is a picture, an earthworm is eating a shit boy, because it's a shit boy here, and also here the worm is eating the shit boy. And when the worm eats the shit boy, then it becomes good soil of earth to grow vegetables, whatever plants. one trip of the Eskimo shaman, and Eskimo shaman said that the stone was speaking to the man, and the stone said that, "Oh, I'm just laying here on the meadow because so that the wind doesn't blow the humus away." And I had done this kind of work by myself then, because this biological farming, I understood that you have to cover the skin of the earth. It cannot be naked. This is a quite strong sound now.
It's funny. It's funny. You speak about snakes and contemplation.
Change on. Okay. You have sudden moment, you got some idea. It's something new. It's something new which you never have known before. Then you have a feeling that it's not my idea. I have got it somewhere. And someone else. And that's the, like a wonder of the pure moment. And that's why I think that the artists, they become so excited, and that's inspiration. That's called inspiration. I would ask from the soil of the field, how would you like to be cultivated? What would be the normal way? And then I understood that it's not the mechanical way with iron, and in nature it would be the normal rottening and decay. And the earthworm is one of the most efficient animals who can eat all what is already dead. An earthworm can even eat shit, and it transforms it to the good soil. And if you think of the word inspire, spire means tower also. Inspiration. And inspire, there is also the word ratio, inspiratio. And it's rational. And that's the Greek word is logos. And then you could say that in nature there is the logos. It's some kind of logos or reason of the nature itself. And then geometric is the basic language in nature, because all the atoms and structures, stones, that's the original language of nature. And that's why I was so interested of geometry, because I felt that it can teach me things which I don't know.
Mutta tuli sitten se merikapteeni.
Jep.
Ja kiersit koko maailman ja näet kaiken värisiä kavereita.
Jep, jep. No mitä susta tuli sitten keksiä vai?
No tavallaan. Aha. Mä perustin semmosen veneveistämön ja keksin niihin veneisiin kaikenlaisia eriskummallisia lisävarusteita.
Kuten esimerkiksi?
No esimerkiksi airot.
Airot?
Jotka näyttää ihan perämoottorilta ja... Perämoottori, jotka näyttää airolta. Hei, se oli muuten samalla telttaretkellä silloin, kun me tavattiin ne... Se nuori nainen ja se arpinaama.
Just, Liisa ja Suokko. Me oltiin palamassa kotiin siinä kammottavassa myrskyssä ja me pelastettiin ne molemmat veneeseen.
Tuunilta oli huvivene uponnut.
Joo! Auttakaa! Auttakaa! Mä hukun!
No et sä enää huku!
Hukupas!
No et huku, sä oot meidän veneessä jo!
Pojat! Ettehän te vaan kerro tästä kellekään!
No eihän me nyt... Teillähän se vahinko kävi. Meni huvijahtia kaikki.
Se oli mun ihan kaveri huvijahti. Me lainattiin sitä vähän niinku ilman lupaa. Ei me yleensä tällaista, ja toi Suokkosessa on oikeesti aivan hyvä ja kiltti mies.
Joo, ei me kerro tässä kenellekään.
Ei siitä Suokosta olisi ollut merimieheksi.
No ei olisi, ei. Raukkaparka tuli niin merisairaaksi, että... Minä luulin hänen heittävän henkensä. Suokko oli vähän outo tapaus.
Oli.
Onneton lurjus. Mm.
Thank you. Hello, hello. I'm just in an installation. Can you hear it? Okay.
It's not your person, it's not your ego, it's the real self, but it's the other one. Earthworm is one of the most efficient animals. It's the real self.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.